glass bottle. You're so hollow, but you fill me. You're so hollow, but you fill me up. You fill me with your contents. They become my contents. The contents of my soul must be bared to you in whole, not in part. I've got to find a way to convey the things that I want to say. Harpoon IPA, you give me a buzz that's somewhat unlike another beer. That gives me a buzz that's somewhat unlike your beer. Gives me a buzz, it's Harpoon IPA. It's the India to the pale, to the subcontinent of ale. I want to drink it, so I will. My cohorts want me to be freestyling, but everyone knows all the whiling. I am not coming up with words to know about the birds like the goose. The goose is here, but the loons inhabit it twice a year. Everybody knows the goose drinks whiskey, but the birds, the loons get frisky. The underwater attack they launchin'. Come into your trunks, they munchin' on your junk. Don't leave a danglin' little punk. Gonna get eaten off, your wiener gonna get bit. That's all I have to say. I don't know, if you swim with loons, you might get your junk bitten off. Ooh, spooky. Now we're on a boat in somewhere like Venice, or maybe a little mysterious underwater channel full of water. And the water is full of our boat. Our boat is in the water. It's moving along the water in the channel that is underground. Yes, there's an underground channel, and the channel's filled with water. And the water has a boat in it, and the boat has in it us. Because we're in a boat. The boat is on the water, and the water's in a channel. The channel's underground. This is a song about an underwater channel. No, that's not right. It's about a channel that's filled with water that happens to be underground. And if you look to the right in the channel, you might see a man playing guitar. And if you look to the left in the channel, you might see a man playing another guitar that's shaped like a clarinet. And it also sounds like a clarinet. And he's playing it like a clarinet. But it's a guitar. Do you believe me? It's a guitar. And all the while, you might be wondering why I'm taking you on this journey. Is there a point to my story? Well, I'll leave that up to you, but the point that I would give you is now inside my pants, and I would take my pants off if certain laws didn't prohibit it in public. But I would give you this point really hard, and then after that, really soft if you still wanted some more. Because seriously, after that, it's gonna be soft. But I think now you get my point. And then the soft thing that was my point. So we get back upon the boat, and we float back upon the boat down the channel. Floating on the water in the channel, back to where we entered. There's a porthole to the street, above the channel, deep beneath the street. It's an underground channel, and the channel is filled with water, and the water is filled with a boat that's full of us, because we're in the boat, so therefore we fill it. We're in the boat, and we're back at the mouth of the channel. So we leave the boat and exit the channel, and now we're on the street. Now that we've been on a journey together, can I have your number, please? I'd like to sleep with you later. Tonight, if that works for you. But I see you here with this other guy. And probably tonight he wants to screw, so maybe next week or the week after that. We could get together, nothing serious, maybe just coffee at first. And then after coffee, we'd move on to a more serious type of date. I mean, maybe we'd even go see some music together. I hear Otis Grove's a pretty good band. They're playing in the corner room. Yeah, they used to do it all the time, but now it's just like a once in a while thing, and you only get to go there if you know what's going on. I mean, it's really hip if you know when Otis Grove's gonna drop by the Middle East now. They're so, like, once in a while. I mean, they passed that shit on when they got too big for the room. And now that we've been on a serious date, I can ask you to see inside of your pants. Yeah, I'm really interested to see what's inside your pants. I'm hoping there's not a penis in there, just a vagina and maybe a neatly trimmed little landing strip. Maybe some frilly little undies, but you don't even have to wear those. I don't really care, as long as I can get in there. Not just with my vision, but with my penis too. I'd like to get right in there and penetrate inside your parts. I'd like to put my penis inside of you. Now the deed is over. I fucked you really hard. At least I felt like I did. I mean, maybe that wasn't how you saw it, but now I'm gonna leave. That's too bad. that's, yeah, I should have been. I don't think.